Greetings again, pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob, and it's time for episode 9 of our journey through James. July 28th, and here we are. We're beginning the fourth chapter out of 5 of the book of James. We'll go through verses 1 through 10 today. And it's another classic segment of the book of James called Friendship with the World. Friendship with the world. By the way, not a good thing. This is when James says friendship's not a good thing. Your friend is with your God. And you can't do it both ways, which is what a lot of us need to come to understand and figure out. The monks, yeah, there they are. They're in fine form this morning. We have replaced the votive with the hefty coastal linen candle. It's an ice blue color, and it's flaring away. And we went back to the good old kava with milk. Brisk and hot. Kava tea. Let's get into this, James, for today. Chapter 4, verses 1 through 10. If this was the only text you had in your whole life, but somebody said, this came from that book you've heard of called the Bible, that gives you your path for life and tells you how God is with you all the time and how God loves you. If Jesus said, but all we've got of it is from one little book, 10 verses from the fourth chapter, this could change your life, this one little section. See how personal James gets here. Those conflicts and disputes among you, where do they come from? Do they not come from your cravings that are at war within you? You want something and do not have it. So you commit murder. And you covet something and cannot obtain it. So you engage in disputes and conflicts. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly in order to spend what you get on your pleasures, adulterers. Do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you suppose that it is for nothing that the Scripture says, God yearns jealously for the Spirit that He has made to dwell in us? But He gives all the more grace. Therefore, it says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy into dejection. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will exalt you. Amen. And let's hear it again. This time, let's hear it as if God is speaking directly to us and has a message for us personally in this text. This is for you. Those conflicts and disputes among you, where do they come from? Do they not come from your cravings that are at war within you? You want something and do not have it, so you commit murder. And you covet something and cannot obtain it, so you engage in disputes and conflicts. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly in order to spend what you get on your pleasures. Adulterers, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God? Or do you suppose that it is for nothing that the Scripture says God yearns jealously for the Spirit that He has made to dwell in us? But He gives all the more grace. Therefore it says God opposes the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning, and let your joy into dejection. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will exalt you. Amen. James breaking it down for us. And trying to break us down as well. We've got to be willing to give it all away. Before we can get it all back from God. Hey, let's hear this final benediction from Jesus Himself. He's there with you. Face to face, and says this to you. As He looks into your eyes, He says, "Let my love seep into the inner recesses of your being. Do not close off any part of yourself from me. I know you inside and out. So do not try to present a cleaned up self to me. Wounds that you shut away from the light of my love will fester and become wormy. Secret sins that you hide from me can split off and develop lives of their own, controlling you without you realizing it. Open yourself fully to my transforming presence. Let my brilliant love light search out and destroy hidden fears. This process requires time alone with me, as my love soaks into your innermost being. Enjoy my perfect love, which expels every trace of fear." And with that, we end another episode of our journey through James' immersion excursion. But we shall return tomorrow with episode 10, as well as our Wednesday night Zoom discussion group. Don't forget, the link will be in tomorrow's email. But as for today, let God into your life today, in every part of it, in every step, and see how you see the world differently. Amen.